In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I hope you find assurance in these words, that they give you peace and comfort, because they are the very heart of God that is centered on God's love for us. And those words are meant to inspire courage in us to leave behind those things that we feel bring us security. While it's counterintuitive to let go when things are a little uncertain, it is in that very act of faith that God blesses and transforms us. As summer is quickly passing, I'm becoming aware that my time is growing short with you. Having moved many times in my life, I'm familiar with that unsettled feeling of being in the in-between. But venturing out into the unfamiliar has given me a deep appreciation for the things that I hold dear to my heart and what I must let go of in order to have a kingdom perspective. That is, a heart and mind centered on God's will and God's purpose for our lives. As Jesus made his way to Jerusalem, he taught his followers what it was to be a disciple and what were these kingdom values. His time was growing short, and his message was becoming more and more intense. Confronting the rigid social structures of his day, Jesus crossed social norms and boundaries to model this kingdom that had no distinctions. While this made him particularly unpopular with the religious hierarchy, his message empowered those who had little, empowered them to trust that God is in control and God is the source of their strength. The disciples were few and their adversaries would be great. So Jesus called them a little flock to remind them of the great shepherd who would be watching over them. They were to live these kingdom values. They were to live as a community and watch out and encourage one another. In the next breath, Jesus radically challenged his disciples to sell their belongings and give alms, pointing to our human condition of misplaced loyalties. Finding treasure in heavenly things, their hearts would change. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. I know you've heard that before, probably in the context of stewardship, but it's really about having faith in a loving God who wants so much more than the world for us. God wants to give us the kingdom. But when we place our dependence on things that we can control, we're seduced into this false sense that we have this power to control what happens in our lives. And Jesus challenged his disciples to let go of their security. He wanted them to recognize that they live in a world governed and shepherded by God. This was a timely message for them to trust in God's promises as an antidote to fear. But we're living in a particularly anxious time. All you have to do is turn on the television set and hear one more story about human violence or about the volatile markets and economy. These are all reasons for us to feel like we need to pull in and self-protect. But God wants us to venture out, to trust in an economy that is based not on our possessions or affluence, but on salvation. Jesus urges us to be dressed and ready for action, to have our lamps lit, expectant that God will bring us the kingdom. In our courage to reach beyond our own anxieties, our own limitations, the kingdom is actually made manifest in our hearts. When we boldly pray, "Thy kingdom come," God blesses our faith to do that. In the letter to the Hebrews, the writer defines faith as the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. He goes on to recount all of our ancestors who were blessed as they moved forward in faith, trusting that God was in control, not knowing what the actual destination would be. So as we move towards transition of that literal in-between, we must cling to the promises of God's love for all of us. I came across a short reading I'd like to share with you by a writer named Damon Perry. It's called The Parable of the Trapeze, and I hope that it will hold meaning for you in the days ahead. He writes, "Sometimes I feel that my life is a series of trapeze swings. I'm either hanging on to a trapeze bar, swinging along, or for a few moments in my life, I'm hurtling across space in between trapeze bars. Most of the time, I spend my life hanging on for dear life to my trapeze bar of the moment. It carries me along a certain steady rate of swing, and I have the feeling that I'm in control of my life. I know most of the right questions and even sometimes some of the right answers. But once in a while, as I'm merrily or not so merrily swinging along, I look ahead of me, and into the distance, what do I see? I see another trapeze bar swinging towards me. It's empty, and I know in that place that knows that this new trapeze bar has my name on it. It is my next step, my growth, my aliveness coming towards me. In my heart of hearts, I know that for me to grow, I must release my grip on the present well-known bar to move to the new one. Each time it happens to me, I pray that I won't have to grab the new one. But in my knowing place, I know that I must totally release my grip on my old bar, and from some moment in time, hurdle across the space before I can grab the new bar. Each time I am filled with terror. It doesn't matter that in all my previous hurdles across the void of unknowing, I've always made it. Each time I am afraid I will miss, that I will be crushed on the unseen rocks of the bottomless chasm between the bars. But I do it anyway. This is the essence of what the mystics call the faith experience. I ask each of you today, will you have faith in God's promises, even in our times of fear? This morning, we bring to the waters of baptism Casey Noah Hotchkiss, and in faith, we offer him up to God for blessing, trusting that God will shepherd him even in this transitory life. Through baptism, God conveys to us our identity as God's beloved children, so precious that God would go to any length for us. Our job is to receive that love with gratitude, with faith, with perseverance, and try to live into our calling. But because we struggle with faith, we need signs along the way. And baptism is one of those outward and visible signs. The water, the oil, the fire remind us that God has claimed us and loves us and wants our ultimate good. Have your lamps lit. Be expectant that God will bring you the kingdom. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Today, as we consider transition, I'd like for you to turn to page 12 in your bulletin. There is a prayer written there that I'd like for each of us to say together. Let us pray. O God of patience and gentle strength, who knows our needs even before we ask, may your loving presence guide us in this time of transition. Give us an open spirit, discerning hearts, and clear minds, that we may trust your will for us and become evermore a place of broad welcome and service. Inspire our conversations, deepen our prayers, and unite us in your purpose for this community. All this we ask through Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.